Right, last dilemma of the week. Tomorrow you can email talk at beat102103.com. Hey guys, I have moved in with my boyfriend and basically discovered he's a waster. He's just so lazy and everything he does is just taking the easy way out. Before you all come for me, I can cook and clean. I was brought up to do things for myself and I learned basic life skills. I'll give you some examples of how he lives. Number one, he turns his boxers and socks inside out on day two to get another wear. Number two, instead of standing over a toaster to wait for it to work, he brings butter into the living room along with a knife and heats the bread on the electric heater to toast it.
No, this is ridiculous. No, no.
That way he doesn't miss any of his programs.
No.
Number three, he carries snacks in his hoodie pockets so he can veg on the couch for hours.
Yeah, I can accept that.
I've done that one. I did that yesterday.
Yeah, that's fine.
Number four, when it's his turn to cook, he orders Chinese and says we eat it out of the foil to save the cleaning. He even has his own stash of disposable cutlery and paper plates.
Oh,
I've lost the plot with him. I make him the best of dinners, clean the house so well, and he still does nothing. He said that he is who he is and I need to relax. I can't even look at him right now. How the hell do I change him?
Oh, it's such an example of you want to know me, come live with me, and you've discovered stuff about him that you never thought possible. I think I can get past all of them, even toasting his bread on the heater.
No.
But I can't get past the boxers. I can't say that I would knowingly, and I'm sure, lads, you've got caught out before, 2 days of underwear where you've been away and you've forgotten your underwear or something. But to knowingly do this and just admit it and then dismiss it as if like, oh, I'm so clever, like I'm switching my underwear in and out, like come on, there's infection.
Exactly. What if you had skids and then you're just putting
it inside out, on your jeans.
I'm just saying,
I'm of the opinion that you are 100% not compatible. I don't think...
Is he compatible with anyone?
Well, maybe there's somebody also of the same nature. But like everything that you have said, right? And in your head, you're doing all these things for him and you're cooking, you're clean. And like that's the way you want to live. Because you're an adult and you want to be able to do those things and that's fine. But you can't, to the point that you can't change somebody and like tell them they can't be, this is who he is. He's shown you. He's not even trying to make an attempt to, you've just discovered that you're with somebody who actually, you know, you can't see a few. I couldn't marry somebody that on my wedding day, are his boxers turned inside out? Is this day two? Do you know?
Yeah.
Like, no, no, there's a better life.
You sound a bit like his mother though as well. Like, you know, you don't want that either. Like, what did she say?
I know, he's giving her a lot of
ammo. I make him the best of dinners and I clean the house so well. Like,
I know, I think
fair is fair.
Saying,
you don't want someone who's constantly nagging at you too. I get where he comes from, as in a sense, the boxer thing, no. But as in, like, when you're just, like, you have a day off, you just want to veg out, you just want to...
This is every day.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's every day, which is a bit ridiculous. But, like, you just need to say it to him. You say, we're in a shared house right now. Like, I love you very much. But, like, surely she would have known about this before they moved in together.
She stayed over with him and got some inkling.
Exactly. But maybe he was a mammy's boy instead of his mammy, and she just did everything for him.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. And do you know what? There is a thing of, like, yeah, you could say, play him at his own game and then...
No.
And stop cooking and stop cleaning. But like, this is your house.
No,
as
that
well.
Gets me when I'm in my house. Sometimes I get a notion where I like, sometimes I feel like I'm the only one cleaning, which I'm not, but like I clean a lot more than other people, if that makes sense. Like, my day is not complete if I don't hoover.
Yeah.
And sometimes like I'm taking a break from cleaning and then I can't stomach it and then I end up doing it.
Okay.
I just don't see, I'd love to be, I'm normally a ray of positivity.
Mm.
I would be struggling to find like a nugget that I could cling to you know, potentially
the poor old Divily's lost though. But like a lot of...
Can she train him? Show.
That's what I'm saying, but a lot of fellas aren't. Like, I'm lucky that I had the rearing from my mother, who made me clean my room, who made me like change my bed sheets, who made me like do the washing when she wasn't there. She made me cook the dinners. If mom was working, it was either you didn't eat or you cooked your own dinner. This lad, I just think, is just a bit of a mammy's boy and he's just never had to fend for himself. You just need, I know it's patience, but if you love him, you'll do it.
My favourite comment so far coming in on WhatsApp: if the ick was a person, it's him.
Do you know what? I can get behind, I can't get behind the boxes thing if you're really, really stuck.
No,
I wouldn't turn him inside, but the sock thing. You know the way, like, I have sweaty feet, so you know the damp.
It's the fungal infections.
Oh, what are you doing to
me,
lads?
Let's get through some of the texts this morning, and they're varied. That is rotten. The truth is, he will never change, and you will have to do all of the jobs. If he is saying who he is, he will never change, and gladly has you as a cleaner. You see, that's true. Mm. He's not hiding who he is. Yeah. He's not ashamed of it.
James says, I would go commando before I'd go 2 days with the same underwear. She should bolt now.
Please keep me in on, but my God, my ex used to do the same. He was the laziest man on earth, mammied far too much. put your cornflakes down. Boxers and socks could be on for 3 or 4 days. It gets worse. And showers were maybe twice a week.
Yeah, maybe twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
Not the word.
We lived together for 3 years. Had a child, nothing changed. I was naive and thought he would once the baby came. I used to constantly ask for help around the house and it fell on deaf ears. He will expect you to be his new mammy. In the end, I felt like I was dating a child and I couldn't stand it anymore. Please don't go there. He will not change.
Wow, that's quite a story. Donal was on. They say you don't really know somebody. It's a real situation until you move in with them. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. There needs to be compromise, but like basic hygiene is a must. You can get over the lazy days and all, but some people need time to grow up a bit, and maybe that serious talk is exactly what's needed, because it's eventually going to cause arguments if nothing is said. Maybe start sending him some boxers on Shein and see if he will bite. Okay,
surely it's not like there's no, like, you can wear boxers anywhere. Shanine highlighted the fact that 3 years ago on the show there was an incident on the Daily Dilemma.
We'll never forget.
And I actually have met this person in the flesh. Can just see him eating his toenails and storing them in a jar. Wonder if this is the same guy. Oh my God. Imagine toenail gate.
Oh, toenail
again.
Gate was
I'll never
traumatic
forget
for
it. And
everybody.
Then I came face to face with him.
Yeah. And he wasn't even apologetic.
No, he owned it.
Yeah.
Which
he sent you a photo of the jar.
No, he showed me. I was standing beside him and he had a photo of it. And I won't ever forget that. To be honest with you.
Keita's onto us.
Oh, lads, how old is he? 10. So I swear to God, I remember doing that as a young lad. You know, but I didn't wear my boxers inside out. But now it's every day, shower every day, as you know.
Well done.
I just can't get over sitting down here with my fiance. I swear to God, I will be out the door, out the gap with a boot in the hole.
Oh.
Take care, lads. It's Keto.
Bye. Keto.
Thanks, Keto.
And Mags has a solution to our problem this morning.
Hey, Beat. Mag here. Tell you what, I'm just on the way to the vets here with my little dog to get him neutered. If you send that girl my number, I'll book him in. Because he's no good. She needs to get herself somebody different. And yeah, look, I can book him in down here. There's no problem at all.
I love that.